A familiar view on the main road through town continues to change by the minute. As of this morning, April 17, nearly half of the concrete overpass on Algonquin Boulevard has been demolished as part of this year's connecting link work. Demolishing the bridge was expected to take 2 to 3 weeks, and the project is now in its third week. Once it's gone, the road will be leveled out. Here's what the overpass looked like this morning. Progress on the demolition of the Timmins Overpass the morning of April 17, 2024. Majahoggett, Timmins today. Yesterday afternoon, this was the scene. Progress on the demolition of the Timmins Overpass the afternoon of April 16, 2024. Majahoggett, Timmins today. Tuesday morning is when people could really see the progress of the project as crews started visibly breaking through the concrete. Yesterday morning, it looked like this. Progress on the demolition of the Algonquin Boulevard overpass around 9 a.m. on April 16, 2024. Majahoggett, Timmins today. This year's main connecting link work is being done from Balsam to Brunette. The Algonquin Boulevard road closure now starts at Balsam and extends to Brunette Road. Crews are removing asphalt through the downtown section, but there is a pedestrian crossing at Pine Street. The sidewalks on Algonquin will be open and safely blocked from the active construction area. Algonquin Boulevard near City Hall on April 16. Majahoggett, Timmins today. The construction work means detours for traffic. The detour around the work is Brunette Road, 2nd Avenue and Mountjoy Street. The four-way stop intersections on 2nd Avenue at Balsam and Spruce are staying as is this year. There are also temporary stop lights that are flashing at 2nd and Brunette, which means it's working as a three-way stop. For heavy truck traffic, the detour goes around the downtown core. The route is Highway 655, La Forest Road, Airport Road, Lafleur and Shirley. The other connecting link projects this year are on the bridges at Porcupine River and Mattagami River. For this work, the city expects there will be temporary lane reductions starting sometime in May.